भगवद गीता 1.34 मातुला श्वशुरा पौत्रः शालः संबंधिनस्तथा एतान् नहन्तुमिच्छामि भृतोऽपि मधुसूदन।
सो अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यूइंग द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द लिस्ट ऑफ पीपल हु विल बी किल्ड if he continues to persevere in this war. So he's describing a list like this, or rather the Bhagavad Gita is describing a list like this a second time. The first time was when Arjuna looked.
सुसत्रा पश्यस्तान पार्थ पितृनथ पितापहान।
सो दैट वाज व्हाट पॉइंट 26। सो देयर इट इज द नरेटर इट इज संजय हु इज डिस्क्राइबिंग द लिस्ट एंड हियर इट इज अर्जुन हु इज हिमसेल्फ डिस्क्राइबिंग। So, in both cases, the point is that there are so many relatives who are assembled on the battlefield and who are going to die, and their death will be an emotional and social disaster. And that social disaster will be talked about later. When he talk about Kulakshaya Pranashyanti in verses 39, 40, 41 onward, like that. Right now, he's talking about the pointlessness of life without loved ones. And who are the loved ones without whom he will have to live? That is what he's talking about here. So now, there is a slight difference in the two lists. There it was Tatra Pashistan Partha. So Partha saw this, Sanjay is describing this. So a similar double description of things happens in the 11th chapter in the 11th chapter there is a triple description of thing of the Vishwarupa. First, Krishna describes what he is going to reveal, then Sanjay reveals, Sanjay describes what Arjuna is seeing. And then Arjuna describes what he is seeing. So Arjuna's description at there is the longest, but it's preluded by two descriptions. So here also, now there is a double description. Sanjay describes what Arjuna is seeing, and then Arjuna describes what he is seeing. So here when Sanjay has been describing it is Pitranatha Pitatra Pashitan Partha Pitranatha Pitamahan. So Acharyan Matulan Bhratrunu. So, fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, putran, pautran, sakhinstatham. So, sons, grandsons, friends, shashuran, suhrudashchaiva. Shashuran is fathers-in-law, and suhrudashchaiva, very intimate friends. So, sakhi means just general friends. Surudam is very heart-to-heart friends. So, here he is basically describing 10 different categories of people. Sanjay describes them. And if we look here in 1.34, the set of verses is combined together by Srila Prabhupada in 32 to 35 as it's one unit of thought. Within that, the list comes in 33-34. The list is Acharya Pitarah Putras Tathaiva Cha Pitamaha. So, there is a teacher, father, son, grandfather, and then Matula, Shvashura, Pautra. So, till here, the list is the same. And then here, something else that is Shalaha Sambandhinastatha. So here it does not include the Bhratrun, it does not include the Sakhims, it does not include the Suhradas. But otherwise, the list is the same. So here primarily, Arjuna is talking more in terms of his relations. So swajanam hi katvam hatva here says sukhinasya madhava. By killing my own people, how can I be happy? So keeping that in mind, the point which he's making is he's describing a list of relatives. Shalaha. So brothers-in-law. Sambandhi nastatha. And sambandhi is giving a general describer for all relatives. Now brothers-in-law can refer to various people. It can refer to Jayadrath also. Because in a long distance way, Jayadrath was married to Lakshmana, and Lakshmana was like a sister to the Pandavas, to Arjuna also. Of course, she was sister of Duryodhana. So, etan nahantum icchami. I cannot bring it upon myself to kill them. Even if they decide to kill me. Why? Because that's the only thing that will happen. Gnato pi Madhusudana. It's a war, and either you win or the opponent wins, and the opponent wins means you lose. So he's saying, etan na hantum icchami gnato pi Madhusudana. Even if they kill me, I cannot bring myself to kill them. What good is there in that? What happiness will be there in that? This actually reveals the depth of Arjuna's concern. It's the fact that he's ready to even court death indicates the depth to which he is guided by inner principles. Even though his inner principles may not be the highest, and Krishna will reveal the highest principle of acting for the spiritual welfare of oneself and for the spiritual welfare of everyone by acting in devotional service to Krishna. But at this level also, what Arjuna is not just developing a case of nerves, where when the big moment comes up, a person gets a nervous breakdown and is unable to perform. Sometimes cricketers may choke at critical moments. The tension of the moment gets to them, and they know what is the right thing to do. Just cool down, apply themselves and play on. But they're just not able to play on. But Arjuna, what he's going through is not a choking like that. Arjuna is actually giving reasons. From the ultimate spiritual perspective, his reasoning may not be correct. But at his level, he's giving good reasoning. Reasonable reasoning he's doing about what is the use of killing all my relatives. And he is also evaluating the cost and saying, if I don't kill, they will kill me. And still I am ready to accept that, because that will be preferable than killing our own people. And the extent to which he is ready for such a thing will be revealed in subsequent verses. So here we see both Arjuna's affection for his relatives and also his capacity to reason. And both his capacity for emotion and his capacity for reason will be developed further, higher, by the wisdom of the Gita. And thus Arjuna will reverse his decision and take up the fight, not because suddenly he becomes heartless, but because the wisdom of the Gita will expand his heart and will enable him to see how fighting is the best thing for him and for others also involved. But that he will be able to perceive when he has a spiritual vision. Right now, because he has a material vision, he naturally thinks that fighting is pointless, and even if it means his own dying, is ready to accept that to avoid pointless fighting. And thus Arjuna reveals his own sensitivity and thoughtfulness through his words. Thank you.